they stay there.
It is Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning, right smack dab in the middle of the week. We put another program on the air here, and we are joined to start this hour by Jason Nickel, who I guess Penn State fans refer to you as Bo's dad, Jason, but he is the new head coach of the State College Wrestling Program, officially announced on Monday night. And Jason, thanks for taking the time and joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
You bet, Jeff. Yeah, since Bo was about 16 years old, I became Bo's dad. He used to be Jason's son or Coach Nickel's son, but now I'm Bo's.
Now, for folks that don't know, Jason, you obviously have an extensive coaching background. Take us through a little bit just how you first got associated with the sport, and then give us some of your background, and then we'll talk a little bit about the job here at State College.
You bet. My dad, Gary, or we could call him Bo's grandpa, was a college wrestler and a high school wrestling coach. So I grew up, in a household where when I was a youth, I'd go to my dad's high school wrestling practices. And so it was natural that I became involved in the sport of wrestling and competed in wrestling and football, and then went on to college to play some football at a Division II school. And while I was there, I was going to wrestle as well, but it was just difficult to keep the weight down and keep the weight up for football. So I got into wrestling officiating and officiated college wrestling. Once I graduated from college, then I got my first teaching and coaching job in Rifle, Colorado, and that's where I kicked off my career back in 1994 as a head wrestling coach in Rifle, Colorado.
Wow. And you've coached, how many different programs have you coached over the years?
Well, after a short stint in Rifle and rebuilding that program, I had an opportunity to go back to my roots, back to Wyoming, and take over my dad's position as head coach in Torrington, Wyoming, where I went to high school, my alma mater. So went back to Wyoming. Coached several years there, won a couple state titles, and then I had a great opportunity to go to Rio Rancho, New Mexico, which had an outstanding high school program that was ranked in the top 40 in the nation, and took that program over and won several state titles as the head coach there, and that's actually where Bo got his first high school wrestling experience as an eighth grader. They were allowed to compete on varsity wrestling. From New Mexico, then we moved to Texas, and that's where Bo kind of made his mark at Allen, Texas, a little school of about 6,000 students there. You know, they don't do things too big in Texas.
No, indeed.
But that's where Bo went to high school, and I helped.
Well, you broke up a little bit on us, Jason. Say again, once you moved to Allen, your role there?
Yeah, I was an assistant at Allen High School, and I just helped out. I was actually going to get out of coaching for a while because I have three daughters younger than Bo. But they reeled me back into helping out with the program, and so I became the the Texas director of USA Wrestling for freestyle and Greco while I was there, and helped out with the Allen High School wrestling program.
And what's amazing, you talk about the size of the Allen program, but they were able to overcome just the scarcity and sparse facilities there, Jason. I've seen the pictures of the facilities. There are many colleges that would be envious of the facilities that Allen, Texas provided for its students and athletes there.
Yeah, I tell you, you had to go to a Big Five power conference to have nicer in the Division I to have nicer facilities than that high school in Allen, Texas. But it was pretty amazing. Great support in Texas for high school athletics, and they don't spare any expense when it comes to facilities.
So, Jason, Ryan, I know you got to know Ryan and helped out a little bit. Take us through the process here of State College wrestling, how you got associated there with that program, and then you know, what sparked your interest in applying to be the head coach here.
Yeah, so my wife and I, we moved into the area last July because Bo and his wife Maddie had told us that Maddie was expecting and we were going to become grandparents. So we were living the RV life, traveling around the country, and we were headed to Florida. And instead of taking a right, we took a sharp left and ended up in Pennsylvania. And my job working for a company called BSN Sports allows me to work remotely, and I was in the area, found out that the State College High School Wrestling Program needed an assistant coach, and I offered up my services, and they opened the door and allowed me to come in and help out this year, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Jason, give us an idea for folks that don't know kind of your style and what your approach is with the State College program. Obviously had some success this past season, certainly as a tournament team in particular, losing a couple of key wrestlers from this year's team. But talk a little bit about just your approach as a coach and what you envision here for the State High program.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we had our three superstars with Pearson Manville and Asher Cunningham and Nick Pavlechko, and those guys were the real leaders for the team. You know, you could have plucked and placed those guys on any team in the United States, and they're going to be successful because they put the time and the effort and the energy in since they were little kids, right? Yeah. So those guys are outstanding individuals. What my focus is going to be on is building the fundamentals and the depth that is needed to have a team to compete at the dual state tournament, and not just be a top five team at the individual state, but vie for a team title. So in order to do that, you know, we're going to have to continue to get more kids out, get some continuity between the youth, the junior high and the high school program, where there's a system in place where these kids step into the high school realm ready to compete and, you know, be state qualifiers and state placers. So we're going to work very, very hard on the specific fundamentals of wrestling, and then those kids that are a little more advanced, we're going to make sure that they get the technique and the challenges of the big tournaments that we have on our schedule.
Jason, have you put your staff together yet? Is that a work in progress? And if you haven't yet, how are you going about that process in terms of getting that staff together?
Well, the great thing is, Jeff, since, you know, Bo was here and I came up to State College for a lot of his matches, I got to meet a lot of people and a lot of connections. And putting a staff together has been fun for me. We have some individuals that have helped in the past that are willing to stay on board and help out in the future, and that's Bud Price and Max Miller. And then we have some Coach Sefter at the junior high, and those pieces are already in place. And we're looking to make a couple more additions to the staff, maybe a couple younger guys that are you know, relatively close to college age, so that we can get some young guys in there wrestling you know, with the team members. But we got a good foundation. I talked to Andre Bartlett. You may know Andre, Bo's dad. He's interested in helping out. So got another Penn State dad that's interested in being part of the program. So we have a lot of resources that we're looking to tap into to help out this program.
Well, it was funny when you were talking about the RV lifestyle. I almost said to you that we refer to that at Penn State as the Andre Bartlett lifestyle. So, yeah, certainly yep. familiar with both of those. And, yeah, you know, it is interesting, too. Obviously, there's a lot of interest in wrestling in this area, and I do think folks are excited to see that translate? You know, Bald Eagle area, I think, is going to have just an outstanding team coming back in this upcoming season. State College, it is just fun. Certainly, it's been fun watching Penn State, but it is more fun when you see the success of the local high schools. And I think kind of across the board here, these next few years should be fun on the high school level in Center County. And obviously, State College is the biggest school you'd like to see be kind of that linchpin for overall success, and certainly a great tradition of wrestling at State College area high school. How much, Jason, do you think does the fact that you were with the program last year maybe give you a leg up on getting everything together here for the upcoming season, just because of your familiarity with the kids and, as you said, with the other folks associated with the program?
Oh, definitely. It was really important for me to find out what Pennsylvania wrestling was like in this area and what we're up against, and become familiar with the athletes that are on the team, and you know, like I said, the junior high and the youth program, and try to see what was in place and maybe what things we could build on. So definitely helping out last year gave me a head start and gave me some ideas to build on going into this season.
In terms of coordinating the programs, because I do think that's kind of a hallmark of successful programs, is it's not that you're just getting to high school and, okay, here we go, now we'll teach everything. You know, those conversations, even going down to like the elementary levels, is it more about the approach they're taking, or are there specific techniques that are involved here too that you're wanting to just be, that comprehensive approach that, hey, let's get this started at this level and then we'll work our way up, so you have, again, some idea of what the kids are learning one season to the next throughout their careers before they get to high school?
Yeah, good question. Definitely a little bit of both. We're going to try to get a system in place to where we're building upon techniques, and the athletes just continue to use the same terminology, to understand the drills, the techniques, and so on and so forth. So some of it's going to be technical, some of it will be systematic, a little combination of both. I've been fortunate enough to build programs from the ground up, and I just know how important it is to have your youth and junior high and high school all aligned, and that's a recipe for success. It doesn't happen immediately. You know, it's going to take a couple years and a lot of hard work, and I think we have the individuals in place to make that happen. So I'm really excited to start working with the youth, junior high, and the high school program to get them all aligned.
Yeah, I think you do too, and I think it's going to be an exciting time here for State College wrestling. Have you had a chance? I know the official announcement just came down Monday night. Have you had a chance to meet with any of the wrestlers? Have you been able to meet with the team? And obviously, today's the last day of classes. What is the approach here in terms of ability to communicate to these guys and just, you know, get started with, you know, already looking toward next season?
Yeah, so since the state tournament, I've been opening up the room, and we've had 25 to 35 wrestlers coming in 2 days a week. So we didn't miss a beat, and I just continued on as if I was just trying to help the kids, not knowing whether I was going to be the head coach or not until just this past Monday. So I've been in touch with these kids on a daily and weekly basis, and they've been continuing to work hard in the off season, and we got a really good thing going right now, and we're just going to continue to build that momentum into the summer.
And I would be remiss if we didn't ask you about Bo and the MMA career here. Just as a dad, your thoughts on what you've seen in the early going of what has been a spectacular start to his career. But I'm guessing there's a lot of pride that comes with not just the fact that he's doing what he's doing, but the way he approaches it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so proud of him. You know, it was awesome to watch his career progress here at Penn State, and you know, and then into some international tournaments, and then transition to the MMA. He's done an excellent job, and you know, he totally dedicates himself to being the best he can be at no matter what he's doing, and that's translated into success over into the MMA world. The only problem I have with it is I only get to see him compete 2 to 3 times a year, and I'm used to watching him, you know, wrestle 30, 40 times a year, and it's hard because that's one of my favorite things to do is watch him compete. So I have to be patient, and I know it's a process, and I can't wait for his next fight.
You and me both. Jason, thank you very much for the time this morning. Congratulations on getting the job, and I know you've got a ton of community support here and a lot of folks excited and looking forward to seeing what happens here with the program in the coming years.
Thanks, Jeff. I absolutely love the way the community gets behind the wrestling programs here, and I'm excited to be a part of it, and I look forward to seeing everybody this upcoming season.
Yep, looking forward to it. Excited to have you on board as well. That's Jason Nickel, Bozdad, as he is referred to these parts, but the new head coach of the State College Wrestling Program, and I think some very exciting days are right around the corner for that program. We'll take a break here.